Since you're all knowledge workers, and I'm not going to go over the detail of who I am and what I do, because you'll be able to read and the same thing as I talk, so I'll let you look at that over my shoulder. Everyone else has done that raise your hand thing, so I'll take a chance as well. Who's lived in Manchester or Greater Manchester over 10 years? So quite a few people will have, so they'll understand what I'm talking about. If we talk about how the transport network has changed and transformed over the past 10 or 15 years, when I moved here in 1997, my introduction to Manchester was coming here by coach. I got off at Charlton Street bus station as was, so I found myself in a rather dank, dark, scary place. I was going to live in Ashton-under-Lyne for a while, so I went from the coach station and walked up the road to Prince Street up the Gardens of Piccadilly, where I was confronted with a slightly sunken, dark, scary place. I then had to move on from there to Piccadilly train station, which was just a really big, dark, scary place. So that was my first introduction to Manchester, and obviously since then, the city centre has completely transformed, and Manchester has gone through a very long period of economic growth. So what I'm going to talk about today is how the transport system transformed in that time. Has it transformed enough? Has it actually changed enough? And where are we now? And what chance have we got to have a transport system in the future that will deliver what's required? So as a number of the speakers have spoken about before, there's been that period of economic growth, but the impact of that has been uneven across social and economic groups and geographically across Greater Manchester. And in that time, the transport network struggled to cater for the increase in the scale and nature of the movement that's been associated with that growth. So one example of that would be is that some of the railway lines into the regional centre are running at or above capacity, where people are actually now being left at the railway stations because the capacity of the network hasn't kept up. There's also continued concern about the impact of congestion of the road network in some parts of the coronation, though as we all know the existence of that and the causes of which are very hotly debated. Bus remains the major mass transit mode. The vast majority of public transport trips in Greater Manchester are still carried out by bus, but the network has inefficiencies and it doesn't meet the needs of all communities, where there are some parts of Greater Manchester where they're not adequately served in terms of the quality or the frequency of the kind of services to allow people to access jobs, education, leisure opportunities across the city region. Bus taxes are stable but are going to decline in the recession, and public spending cuts could lead to some space for some temporal shrinking of that. One of the other problems with public transport, as it's called, and of course these days there isn't actually that much public transport. You have parts of the bus network that are subsidised, but for all intents and purposes most of the bus network is delivered and provided by commercial operators. But the perception of public transport, the general public sees it, it's seen as being unreliable, expensive, impractical, unsafe, or simply not an option for them. And we know that there's still a very strong attachment to the car in Greater Manchester as the preferred mode of travel in terms of it being the best and the simplest and easiest mode. There are barriers to accessing the network for some groups. There's a range of reasons for that. There are physical reasons, there are reasons around the availability and the quality of information. There are some barriers to the integration of transport, but there's a lot of questions about what the actual reasons are for that. Are they economic reasons? Are they technological reasons, like the absence of a smart car, the noise of car type system? Now, it's wrong to say that the network, and by that I mean by the bus network, rail, Metrolink and the road network, it's wrong to say that investment has been made into it, because it has, but some might say that it's less than it's actually hoped for. And at the moment, with a lack of immediately available resources to ease the pressure of part of the network that are at breaking point, particularly with regard to part of the rail network. There's elements of the network that are currently dependent on public sector support and subsidy. There's been a lot of discussion tonight about what the recovery will be like, when will it happen, how strong will that be, how will that actually affect people who live in the city region. But I believe it will emerge from recession. You know, the economy will grow, it always does, and demand will grow again. So the challenge that we then have, if the infrastructure that we've got is struggling already, how do we deliver a future network that can actually cope with demand? Now, the MIA study, the Manchester Independent Economic Review study, has proposed that the formula for supporting the most deprived areas includes proximity to and access to employment, especially entry-level employment. The thing that I'm particularly interested in is that over the past 15 years, having lived in Greater Manchester, you can see that the impact of economic growth has been very uneven, and there are people in places who receive relatively little benefit out of that economic growth, or none at all. So the question that I really pose is, what role does the transport network actually have in ensuring the impacts of economic growth are more even, and everyone has a chance to share in the benefits of that growth? So the question is, what role does mass transit actually have in tackling environmental concerns, and what's the role of statutory and council bodies in all that? As was mentioned earlier on, we're now moving closer to the possibility of having a city region structure where there will be a wellbeing power and that authority will be able to take decisions on transport for the economic good and the wider good. Is that the way that we would want to go? How do people think that that would actually work? Would that actually be a benefit? There are those that would say that the transport system should just be left to the market and then you find its own equilibrium. Touching upon some of the environmental issues, the city region does have a range of environmental concerns. Just to pick on one, which was mentioned earlier by Caroline, air quality, which is a particular problem around some of the major roads. That obviously has a range of potential impacts on health, morbidity, mortality, quality of life, productivity of the workforce. We'll talk a lot earlier on about productivity of the workforce. What role does mass transit have in reducing that problem? Because many would say that it means that when we can reduce that problem, it's still a contributor. What's the role of managing a road network? Should the road network be managed? There was an exercise that was carried out a couple of years ago where the electorate made quite clear that they didn't want the road network managed. What about the emergence of cleaner technologies in terms of mass transit, in terms of cars? Is that going to have a big role in actually tackling air quality and some of the other environmental challenges in the city region? And then there's the point that people would say mass transit is good for the environment. It's better to transport a large number of people on bus, train and tram over distances because it produces less pollution, because it's less carbon, it's better for the environment. Some people just don't buy that. They just don't buy it. So how do you actually take that argument forward? So those are the questions that I would leave, but are those that I'd be interested in discussing tonight. I've had been fortunate enough to have a platform with a lot of very learned people tonight. The position that I live in is a lot more interesting than you, meaning that you've got to say than you might be in me. So if you have any questions from the floor now, I'll pick them up. As Kevin said, a lot of these issues are interrelated, so I'll definitely have to dip in and out of those.